Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Una Kelly with you here this evening on Drive Time. And now to retail crime. We've talked about it so often on this programme over the past year. And more than 8,000 suspected shoplifters have been arrested in the past year as part of an operation targeting a rise in shoplifting. Gardaí were focusing on a number of organised crime gangs that steal around the country and are selling goods back into retail. Launched in December last year, Operation Targa was set up in response to retail crime sprees. Well, for reaction to this, we're joined by Vincent Jennings, the chief executive of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association. Vincent, what's your reaction to these figures this evening?
Good evening, Una, and thanks for having me on. Well, I'm pretty happy with the figures, but of course, those 8,000 arrests, they're not 8,000 individuals, they're 8,000 arrests. A person may well have been arrested four, five and six times. And that's one of the problems. And the 20,000 charges that they face, we only hope that they're taken individually and not collectively. But certainly we think that it's a great thing. I think that certainly both the Gardaí and the Department of Justice are taking it seriously. I think there's somebody else who said much done, more to do. But that is certainly a very, very strong thing that they've done now this last year. They've got to keep it up. And they've got to also ensure that it's not just those gangs that they're going after. It is the individual stores that are suffering and their staff from violent abuse, from misogyny, from racist abuse, and then many forecourts from mm-hmm. our members who have shops that they're also suffering from drive-off. So retail crime is not just gangs shoplifting. It is more than that, but it's certainly very, very welcome, Una.
Yeah, and Vincent, we've heard so much over the past while about reports in a rise in shoplifting. You might tell me a bit more about what some of your members are saying to you about what they're experiencing.
Sure. I mean, the shoplifting is, you could never consider it to be petty crime. You could never consider the losses that they're suffering to be petty. They can range from whole shopping baskets, you know, with 40, 50 euros worth of product. People lose bottles of alcohol. People lose, there's a favourite in terms of washing powders, which are resold. There is food that is taken wholesale. And this is not part of, the dramatic cost of living. These are people who are taking this product merely to sell it on again and earn a profit from this and doing it with impunity.
And
there have to be changes to some of the laws need changing, and the Data Protection Commissioner also needs to be assured or told very clearly that his duty is to protect society, not merely to protect criminals.
And Vincent, when we're speaking about this rise in retail crime, it's not just in Ireland, of course, there are reports of it across the UK and across Europe. What are people attributing it to?
I think there's a vast number of different reasons, but partially it is because there aren't sufficient consequences, Una.
But I suppose why specifically after the pandemic, do you think? What are your members telling you about that?
Well, I think that certain elements of societal breakdown, you can attribute some of the actions towards some types of societal breakdown. And certainly I would go along with that. There has been an increase. And I don't know how long we're going to blame the pandemic for things, but certainly it is not, it hasn't got any better as a result. People do seem to be far more likely to fly off the handle, to become abusive, to become aggressive, okay, and to take chances.
Okay. And all of this, of course, affects business owners and their staff as well. What are you hearing about the effect that it has on staff members?
To be perfectly honest, Una, it's one of our biggest concerns is the effect that this is having upon staff, upon their morale, upon their willingness and their desire to remain on. And nobody could blame them for that. Nobody comes to this country and deserves to be subjected to racist abuse behind the counter helping people. You know, all of these people, and quite rightly, were hailed as heroes during the pandemic you just spoke of. They were providing an essential service. They are essential workers, and they deserve to be treated with great respect and to be protected by the Gardaí.
Vincent Jennings, Chief Executive of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association, thank you very much.